This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Probably the only thing higher than trade on the Trump administration's to-do list is immigration. The president has made it a priority to deport people here illegally who've been charged with a crime, even if those people haven't been convicted. And while immigration raids have gotten a lot of attention, there may be a much more efficient form of enforcement. A lot of California counties aren't cooperating with immigration officials, but the Fresno County Sheriff has taken a different approach, as Vanessa Roncagno reports.
Inside the Fresno County Jail, Sergeant Elisa Magallanes questions a newly arrested man through a glass barrier with a small window in it.
Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes? Okay.
She hands him a consent form that says ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, could ask to interview him in jail, but he has the right to say no.
Sometimes they'll ask me questions as far as am I getting deported, and I explain to them at this time, no.
More of a possibility here than in many California jails. The Fresno County Sheriff's Department gives ICE full access to inmates. Correctional Officer Isaac Torres shows me into a small interview room.
So once the ICE agent is here with the inmate, my staff will leave them here by themselves.
ICE also gets access to the jail's database with information collected at booking, plus any details about charges and criminal history. Edgar Torres, no relation to the officer, found himself in that interview room last summer, facing a man wearing a badge. I talked to him over Skype.
He said, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "No." He said, "I'm ICE."
The agent knew Torres was undocumented and pushed him to sign an agreement to leave the country voluntarily.
I didn't want to just give up. I have my family in Fresno. I wanted to fight for them.
Torres has a misdemeanor conviction for domestic violence. He went to jail because he didn't finish his court-mandated classes. ICE agents met with him three times and eventually put him in an immigration detention facility. When it was clear he wasn't going to win his case, he signed a voluntary removal order. He's back in Mexico now. His wife and two daughters are still in California. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims invited ICE into her jail 2 years ago.
My perspective, it truly is a win-win.
Other California sheriffs have followed her lead, including Kern and Stanislaus counties.
It keeps people from being released back into our communities that have committed crimes, many times multiple crimes. And it keeps ICE in our jail, and they don't have to go out into the community, which raises fear among people that ICE may not be looking for.
But critics say this collaboration may make people less likely to cooperate with local law enforcement if they fear deportation. Saira Hussein is an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus in San Francisco.
When the message that's being sent from the administration to local law enforcement is like, we want you to help us deport people, I'd say that Fresno's already sort of setting that path to really just unfettered cooperation.
California already limits how police can work with immigration authorities, but the state legislature is weighing a bill that would tighten things further. The California Values Act would bar Fresno or any sheriff's department from dedicating any resources to immigration enforcement, and it would stop them from letting ICE into the jail to do interviews. In Fresno, I'm Vanessa Roncagno from Marketplace.